So with, for instance, like with the astral projection, the main way of being protected is being in a state of grace. Are there other prayers people should be aware of, other things that people should do or have in their houses?
You know, we have all the sacraments and the sacramentals in our church. You know, people should get holy water, which is like an easy thing to get, but the best holy water is Epiphany water. And you don't have to get it just at the Feast of Epiphany. Epiphany water can be made year round. Any priest can do it that's willing to do it.
Can you explain why? What's the difference kind of from your perspective?
Epiphany is, in some places, is a bigger deal than Christmas. Because the Feast of Epiphany is when the Magi found Jesus. So it was, Jesus was born, was a huge deal, but the Jews didn't recognize their Messiah. When the Magi discovered Jesus, this was the pagans discovering God. This was a bigger deal because he was rejected by the Jews ultimately his entire life. But especially as an infant, they didn't know he was even born. And the Magi knew it. The pagans knew. They saw the signs in the sky and recognized this is God. So the Feast of Epiphany, they exorcise salt, and which is something usually an exorcist does, but sometimes a regular priest can do it. And they put exorcise salt in with holy water. And the blessing takes about a half an hour. Whereas blessing holy water is like the sign of the cross and bless you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You know, so the blessing is greater. And it's kind of like the difference in if you had a holy gun, just a regular pistol, but you could shoot demons with it. Well, you're shooting them with, say, the judge, which takes a 45 magnum slug or a shotgun shell. And you can shoot a demon with it. And that would be holy water. Epiphany water would be like you pull out a special gun and push a button and an atomic bomb would drop on the demon.
You know, if people knew this type of thing, like we would make holsters with Epiphany water holding things and just carry it around everywhere.
I have like 6 gallons of Epiphany water in my house. And I have spray bottles, and all my spray bottles have Epiphany water in them. And my kids have these in their rooms. They know you hear something in the room that shouldn't be there, spray it with this. You know, this is like instant monster be gone spray. Oh
my God. That's just so cool.
You know, you hear a noise, you smell something, you know, you smell poop in the house and you know that nobody's going to the bathroom right now. That's a demon. That's a demon smell. Spray this around. Suddenly, that smell is gone.